You're listening to Find a Podcast About. Thank you for hitting play. I am your host, Timothy Kimo Bryan, and I bring my experience with podcasting since 2006 as a listener and a podcaster. I'm here to help you outsmart the algorithm and find your next binge-worthy podcast. Here's how the show works. I comb the millions of podcasts currently available for free on various platforms, and then I come back to you with what I've found. Sure, you can use the search engines for recommendations from many podcast apps, but I feel that getting a personal recommendation from a real live breathing person is still the best way to find the gems that are out there. The show is broken up into three halves. I'm a huge fan of the Car Talk show, so bear with me. The first half is the stats of the show. It gives you all the details about where to find the show, how many episodes, who's hosting the show. Basically, that part is just for those who want the stats. The second half of the show, I dig deeper into it, let you know how well the hosts interact, talk about their audio quality, and let you know what I think the show is about. The last half of the show is where I talk about why the show is binge-worthy, where to start your journey, and I'll be reaching out to the host to see if they would like to discuss their show and talk about their podcast journey. So let's get going. All right, folks, welcome back to season two of Find a Podcast About. This is the first episode in season two. Now, I have a story about how I found today's podcast. I was on TikTok. Yes, I'm 50 at the time I'm recording this, so get over it. We are Gen X, and we are everywhere. Anyhow, I saw this guy with a thick Chicago accent. And yes, people from Chicago have accents. And he was talking politics. I listened for a while and followed him and saw more of his TikTok videos show up on my feed. And then I heard the magic words, on my podcast. I looked up his bio and there it was. Thomas Powell Jr. has a podcast called The Second Half Podcast. Now, this was on a Friday night after a poetry reading that I attended, and I listened to one episode, and then I listened to another episode, and I went home and told my wife, who was sleeping at the time, that I found my brother from another mother. I had a conversation with a great friend of mine living in the suburbs of Chicago, and she asked me for a podcast recommendation, and this is the one I gave her, and she absolutely loves it. Folks, that is what I'm talking about, making a podcast that people will talk about and share with your friends. The Second Half Podcast is not for the faint of heart. The F-bomb is dropped liberally, and, well, the host is unapologetically liberal. Now, for those of you that lean, you know, towards the right, this may not be the podcast for you. I just want to give you a fair warning on that. But I'll talk about that later on in the show. Let's get started off with these stats. Now, at the time of this recording, there are 183 episodes published, with the first one being published on March the 2nd of 2018. And it is a weekly show. Now, at episode 100, the format of the show changed. Initially, this wasn't a politics show, but it did turn into that after episode 100. Before that episode, it was, you know, the host Tom Powell Jr. talking about his life. So it's more of a personal journey than what it is, you know, what it's turned into today. Now, the genre on this, it's listed as kids and family. And I really think that should be changed to politics because this is not kid friendly at the least. Maybe the first 100 episodes, but after that, not so much. The show description reads, "The Second Half Podcast discusses the events of the world as they are reviewed through the eyes of a Gen X hippie in the second half of his life." You can reach out to this show via email, theoldhippie@oldhippiemedia.com. And the show does naturally have a TikTok page, That's how I found him. Has Facebook, Twitter, and an Instagram account. Now, all the links will be in the show notes for you, as they usually are. Now, Listen Notes rates the podcast in the top 2.5% of podcasts in the genre, based on the listens through that platform. Now, his podcast is hosted by Anchor, so any music that he refers to on the podcast, you can only listen to it through the Spotify or the Anchor app. Peanut butter. Yeah, sounds exciting, doesn't it? Well, actually, it is when you're talking about Sprelly peanut butter and jellies. Oh, yeah. That's right. They do their own jellies to pair with their peanut butter. And folks, it just isn't for sandwiches anymore. In fact, my family used Sprelly to make a birthday cake for the filling for my twins, and it was delicious. Sprelly produces a line of gourmet nut butter spreads and jellies. Each Sprelly spread and Sprelly jelly can mix and match in various ways, creating exponential options that elevate your PB&J experience. All you got to do is choose your spread and choose your jelly. But wait, each individual Sprelly can also be used on a variety of delicious things. Include Sprelly as an ingredient in baking cookies or as an added boost to your smoothies. Try creating a glaze, dressing, or marinade for some of your favorite grilled dishes or salads. Or you can do what we do here in my house, just eat Sprelly right out of the jar as a snack. Where can you get your next fantastic peanut butter and jelly? Go to Sprelly.com if you're outside of the Fredericksburg area, or you can go right to their store if you're here in Fredericksburg, Virginia. It's at 1501 Princess Anne Street, Fredericksburg, Virginia. And get some Sprelly in your belly. Our favorite here is the Winter Blend Wonderland, but it's only here for a short time. Order the Tim Bryan Dozen now. I'm just going to get this out of the way. The Second Half Podcast is an amateur podcast. And I say that with air quotes, huge, huge air quotes. I prefer to think of it as a passion project or a hobby. Let me just let Tom tell you directly.
This is a once a week episode on Fridays. Basically for a couple reasons. Number one, to fill up a little bit of my time. Number two, just to kind of see how it goes. And number three, just kind of like a weekly ranting therapy session for me to talk about all the stuff that happens in the week preceding.
There are also a lot of F-bombs in this podcast. So if you have sensitive ears, then, you know, I can't recommend the show for you. Now, this is a solo show. He doesn't have any guests on there. And what you get to hear is what Tom thinks about things politically, which brings me to my second warning for those of you on the politically leaning right side. You may not appreciate his viewpoint. I think you can respect his passion for his topic choices and his viewpoints because, to me, they do seem heartfelt. But I can understand when he rails against the right, specifically Trump supporters, and where you would want to tune him out. But let's go ahead and delve a little bit deeper into the format of the show, shall we? One thing Tom does well is welcoming new listeners to the show. And I think many podcasters could take a page from his playbook.
But before we get into the stuff we're going to talk about this week, some housekeeping that I do every week. For those of you who are finding me for the very first time, this is an amateur podcast, which means you're going to hear some background noise. It's done at my home office. It's not done in a professional studio. So if you hear some background noise, just roll with it. Don't get all uppity about it and get pissed off and send me a message because I already don't give a fuck. All right.
I believe he started this after the 100th episode. And I got to tell you, the way he covers everything in just 2 to 3 minutes in that little housekeeping bit there really lets you know what the show is about and everything he's involved with. He does have a private podcast that comes out every other Tuesday. It's on Patreon. It's got no politics. It's just stories of his life, which may be a better fit for those of you who appreciate his accent and how he can tell a story. He has that available for you at $4.20 a month. For those of you know exactly what that means. I personally have not listened to it, but it's on my list of things to explore this year, as well as his books. But this is a show about a podcast, and I broached this earlier. Let's talk about that sound quality. Now, he does warn listeners that this is an amateur podcast, and he doesn't edit anything out. You're going to hear the doorbell, the landscaper, you're going to hear burps, farts, coughs, hits from the joint that he's lighting up, everything. Sometimes his microphone technique is horrible, and he yells into the mic, so be warned. Don't turn up the volume as you may destroy your speakers or your eardrums. I can't be responsible for that. The podcast editor side of me screams to edit this thing, but the podcast producer says, keep it in. It adds to the authenticity to what he's trying to accomplish. You know, I think it would be interesting to hear what an edited podcast by him would sound like, but then again, I also think that the podcast would lose some of its style. I like to think of Tom as the stoned uncle at the family get-together that gets into an argument with the other drunk uncle. So don't listen to this podcast to see a car crash. I listen to see where he's going and to try and follow the logic. Now, do I agree with everything he has to say or his ideas? Nope. But I don't have to. I just appreciate that he has an opinion and that he's thought about it and he likes to share it with his audience. Now, you might be asking if you've listened to previous episodes of this show, if all the episodes relate to the overall theme of the show. And I can honestly say, yeah. He weaves tales of his personal life and struggles with political commentary. Now, keep in mind, the first 100 episodes were not really politically focused, I would say. But after that, he has taken on the political machine. And although he does lean heavily left, he does take them to task when they do things that raise his ire. So you could argue that he is still discussing events of the world during the first 100 episodes, because he's talking about things more locally, and then he broadened his focus to be more of a national stance after that 100th episode and really went into the political side. As far as staying on topic, this is where he does, you know, weave a bit and go into tangents. Now, how much of this is influenced by his smoking materials versus how his mind works without enhancement? I don't personally know, but I'd like to think further enhances his approach and loosens him up. He does recognize when he's going off on a tangent, and for the most part, he does get back on track to the main topic. Something I do like is in my mind's eye, I see him looking through show notes while he's doing his podcast. So he has put some thought into what he wants to comment on. I just wish he could, you know, give us a heads up at the beginning of the show to know exactly what to expect or to tease us in order to keep the audience's attention. Now, the last thing I want to discuss is the overall feeling one gets from listening to this podcast. I especially want to highlight episode 154, where he, on his podcast, talks about his 50th birthday. Now, at the time of this, I'm recording this, I recently joined the 50 Club myself. And I heard this episode when it came out, and I was having a hard time with the realization that I was turning 50.
First things first, the fact that I'm sitting here at 50 is kind of unbelievable for me. When I was in my early to mid 20s, I never in a million years thought that I would get to 50. And I guess in the back of my head, having family members that were 50, I knew that that was something that was obviously clearly a possibility. But the kind of life that I was living and the kind of lifestyle I was living, and at that time in my life, I didn't think 50 was even an option. I wasn't even thinking about 50. So I gotta admit, I'm a little blown away that I'm sitting here at a half a century old. So I was just thinking over the course of the last few days, 50 years, man. What the fuck have you lived through in 50 years?
The openness and vulnerability in his voice and what he's telling us about what turning 50 means to him will not leave a dry eye in the house. This episode came out when I needed it, and I would recommend it to anyone turning 50. An idea he relayed is how much time has passed in his 50 years.
So first things first, 50 years, that's two different millennium that I've lived in, and six different decades. Six different decades I've lived through. Fifty years is 600 months. It's 2,607 weeks. It's 18,251 days, or 438,000 hours.
Just thinking about how much time has passed and having it broken down for me like that really helped bring things in perspective for me before I hit my 50. Even reviewing the episode again about 6 months later, I still find gems in that particular episode. If you like what you heard so far, I'd like to ask you to reach out. You can email me directly, timothy@findapodcastabout.xyz. Or you can leave me a voicemail at the website, findapodcastabout.xyz. I want to help you find your next binge-worthy podcast. And if you want me to find you a podcast in any category that you're interested in, let me know. If you're a podcaster and feel that your podcast would be served by appearing on this show, I want to talk with you too. Use the same methods of reaching out. I'm on Twitter @findapodcast and on Facebook @findapodcastabout. Another thing I'd like to ask is if you found value in this podcast, pass it along to a friend. Lastly, doing this podcast is a labor of love, but love ain't cheap. Neither is coffee. So consider donating to my Buy Me a Coffee Fund right on the website. Or you can go to buymeacoffee.com/findapodcastabout. Each episode takes about 5 to 7 hours of research and about 2 to 3 hours of production time. That's 10 hours for each episode. And that, my friends, is a lot of coffee. If you like your reviews peppy and full of energy, then make my cup overflow. Don't forget to check out my merch section on the website. I've got t-shirts, coffee mugs, and a whole lot of other items with your favorite episode art on them. Make sure to get the "Shh, I'm listening to" shirt or mug. Like I said earlier, the best recommendations come from a real person. So I'm going to help you outsmart that algorithm, and I'm going to guide you to your next binge-worthy podcast. All right, if I've done my job correctly, you can't wait to get off this episode and binge the second half podcast. But for those of you who are still a little bit unsure, let me help you make the right choice. If you crave a thick Chicago accent and the attitude to match, you got your guy right here. If you like to hear personal memoirs about the lives of ordinary, and yes, I'm using air quotes on that, ordinary people, then this is the podcast for you. And that's the thing about podcasts that I really like. When it's done right, we are privy to a conversation that we could normally never hear, or we're going to be exposed to an idea that we would have never thought of. We're going to find a community with those who share backgrounds, ideologies, and experiences. The Second Half podcast is unashamedly open and honest and comes from a place where many podcasters fear to tread. I appreciate his enthusiasm for his topic. I applaud his bravery for speaking his mind, and I admire the passion he's bringing to each episode, even if it sometimes gets a little bit lost in the delivery. He is going to shout in your ear. He is going to propose ideas you may not agree with, but at least he's talking about solutions to problems versus just attacking the other side. I'd say if you're right-leaning, you're probably not going to enjoy the show that much. If you're what I like to call hard right, then you're really going to hate the show. But if you are interested in politics viewed from a different position, then I think this is your guy. I wouldn't put him on the Intelligence Squared podcast, which I reviewed in 2022. But you know what I would do? I'd pay for tickets to watch and see what kind of things he would do in a formal debate. If nothing else, he is entertaining like Archie Bunker of All in the Family way back in the 70s. So that's the episode. I want to thank you again for, you know, taking a listen. And if you want to outsmart the algorithm and have me review a podcast, email me, Timothy@findapodcastabout.xyz, or go to the website, findapodcastabout.xyz, where you can listen to the other episodes and leave me a voicemail. I'm here to help you find your next binge-worthy podcast. And Find a Podcast About is a production of TKB Studios. If you are interested in taming your inner critic and creating more than you consume, then head over to my other podcast, Create Art Podcast. I'll give you three guesses as to what it's about. There I discuss topics for the new artists, for the old artist, and for the artist that is a little too timid to come on out of their shell. And I review topics for those who are more seasoned in the arts. Many times I'll have on a professional artist to share their story of how they overcame the odds against the world and themselves. The website is createartpodcast.com. I'll see you there. And I'll see you next episode.